soul to soul, spirit to spirit. Greetings from your own infinite consciousness. The fact that you can hear these words means that you are hearing this message within your own consciousness. And because there is only one consciousness, the consciousness that imparts these words is the consciousness that receives them. So let us be still and listen to our own infinite consciousness. When we wake up each morning and look at ourselves in the mirror, we are not seeing ourselves. We are seeing a false concept of ourself, appearing as a human being. We are seeing a material belief. We are seeing an image in the mind. But we who are on this path have made the decision that we are going to find our real self and live in it. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true self, that is God. And so, although we may look and see that we have our mother's nose or our father's eyes, what we see in the mirror is not ourself. Call no man on earth your father, but one which is in heaven. Tells me that my father is infinite God, and all that God is, I am. Now, how can this finite picture be the offspring of the infinite Father? Who is my mother? Those that do the will of the Father. Christ within you is telling you, the only mother you have is the will of the Father. The only father you have is the invisible, infinite God. Therefore, your parents, your parent is the Father within you. your Creator is infinite God. We are making the ascension together, ascending up over the mind with its image of a self, with its concept of a self. We are making the ascension out of our humanhood and into our divine self. As the offspring of God, as the Son of God, I, yourself, and the Father are one. Therefore, all that God is, I am. This is the truth about yourself. And so this is your consciousness revealing yourself to you. All that God is, I am. God is omnipresence, infinite, and invisible. Therefore, and you can know this about yourself, I am omnipresent, infinite, and invisible. God was never born, and I, yourself, was never born. Before this concept that I see in the mirror was manufactured, I existed. Your real self, your invisible self, has always existed. One with God, from everlasting to everlasting. God is infinite abundance, and all that God has is mine. Therefore, your real self is infinite abundance. It does not send abundance. It is infinite abundance. And any need that is a need is fulfilled instantly when you recognize your real self. God will never die. This invisible self that you are will never die. And because we are making the ascension right here, right now, as we come up over the mind and the concept of a human life, that concept is dissolved. living in your real self, you have overcome any belief, any experience of death. For when the time of your passing draws near, you will step out of this experience in full awareness of your true identity. For actually, you will have already stepped out of the concept of a human life. You will have died to a false sense of self and awakened to the reality of your being. There is an invisible spiritual self that you are, that is you. This self was created by the Father, God. And this self and the Father are one. This self is God, and there is no other. Every time that we become still and rest back in this invisible self, our awareness of it deepens and broadens, and some part of the human concept is being dissolved. We may not even know what it is until weeks later we turn around and realize, well, that particular problem hasn't plagued me in weeks. I wonder when that was dissolved. The spiritual path is not a path of self-improvement. We are not going to try to improve on our human selves. We are not going to try to improve a mental concept. We are going to die out of that shell and be reborn into the awareness of our infinite life, which is life eternal. God is omniscience, all-knowing, all-wisdom. Can you say that about that image in the mirror? No. Sometimes that image can't even remember where it put the car keys or the grocery list. Yet, as we turn within and become receptive to our infinite self, the wisdom of God is our wisdom. Any question brought within to the center of your consciousness is answered. It may appear to come to you in a book, or a talk, a tape, or a person, but But all of this is taking place within your infinite consciousness. It's taking place within you. Like the image in the mirror, it appears to be outside of you. But it is not. It is your very own consciousness answering your question. God is omnipotent, all power. But because of oneness, there is only one power. There is no other power. And that power, that God power, maintains and sustains this invisible self that you are unto eternity. Since before the world was and after the world dissolves. As we make this ascension, the world is dissolving. Every time we enter this inner being and feel its movement and sense its presence, and in one way or another make contact with our own innermost self, a part of this world is melting. It does not happen all in one fell swoop. It melts like the snow on the sidewalk melts. But it is melting in the sunlight of the Spirit. And we know that it is melting because we do not react to the pictures, to the concepts, emotionally like we used to. When something that appears to be frightening shows up, we do not react quite with the same intensity. Momentarily we may be shook up, but then something within us reminds us, wait, this is not the world of God's creating. This is a material concept. And we are able to drop it, if only for a moment, and make that contact within. Yes, this world, this self, this false self, is melting. We are putting off mortality and becoming acquainted with our own immortality. God is love. Therefore, your real self is love. Just an outpouring, outflowing love. Not even needing an object. Just love. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. You have declared that I, myself, and the Father are one. And therefore, I am light. And in me is no darkness at all. In God, in your true self, there is no person. I am the light of the world. Concept, the material concept you see in the mirror, is a concept about your invisible spiritual life. But that concept has no life in it. Your life is hid with Christ in God. Your life is hid. It is invisible. When we commune with our own infinite self, the concept appears to improve, and we call that a healing. What we are really seeing is more of our real spiritual self appearing. Only it is appearing as a better concept. So we are not fooled that a healing of body or business or relationships are God, because they are not. God is still the invisible self that you are. This is simply an improved concept. And so we're not fooled into believing that we should rejoice over improved concepts. We rejoice that our life is hid with Christ in God. We rejoice over our invisible self and that it is one with God. God is ageless. There was never a time when God was not. And there will never be a time when God is not. God is ageless. Therefore, you, the I within you, your real self, is ageless. None of the birthdays, the dates on a calendar, all of those are man-made concepts. But your true self is as brand new as God is each moment. World without end. When you look into the mirror and you see yourself as a woman, that is a mental concept about your spiritual identity. But your spiritual identity is light, is omnipresence itself, spirit, consciousness. Your real self is not a woman. All that God is, I am. When you look in the morning in that mirror and see yourself as a man, you are seeing a mental concept about the spiritual creation. You are infinite being, divine presence, omniscience, the light divine. You are not a man. When you look out and see a material universe with problems too numerous to count, you are seeing a mental image. You are seeing mental concepts about the spiritual universe. This is a spiritual universe. And I, God, yourself, am the only presence. These concepts are names that Adam gave when he did not understand the oneness of being. Therefore, he gave names to everything that he saw. But these names are not your inheritance. We are making the ascension. We are being resurrected out of the tomb of humanhood. And these names are not reality. I, Christ, your spiritual selfhood, am the truth. I am the truth. I am the truth that God made. And I am eternal. The world reported to you by the sense of sight and hearing, tasting, smelling, and touching is not a world. It's a concept about spiritual reality. You live and move and have your being as that spiritual reality right now. And to become acquainted with it, we will need to come up over the mind that names things. Do you see how you come into a sense of your own immortality, You come into the awareness of your eternality right now and right here, and that this becomes a permanent awareness. We do not have to wait for some time in the future. We can make the ascension now in each meditation that we have. We can enter the invisible consciousness, the one self, the Father Self. I and the Father are one means that the Father is your real self. And in this silence, the Father, as your real self, takes over. And in a way ye know not of, it dissolves the false self, the false creation, this world. And as you get used to this idea of dwelling in your invisible self, your infinite self, your spiritual consciousness, many mysteries of God are revealed, as Paul called them. You will come to see and come to know and come to experience that the I of you, your real self, can lay down your life and pick it up again. You will come to know that there is no power on earth or in heaven over you, because yourself is omnipotent. You will come to know that your consciousness appears as your children, that your consciousness appears as their children, that your consciousness appears as all life throughout all time, because there is only one life, and it is yours. You will come to see that this life that is yours has never passed on. Any expression of this self that has ever happened is already within your consciousness. And the I of you, which expressed as Jesus, is also expressing as you. And your oneness with your real self, with the Father, assures you that you are one with every spiritual being that exists, that ever existed and ever will exist. And this is an experience within. We are making the ascension. We have been called to overcome the world, because we see now it is not an actual creation that we are overcoming. We are overcoming the false material concepts. We are overcoming the glass darkly so that we may see face to face our own eternal divine self. Made in the image and likeness of God means God is your divine self. If you have any area in your life where you feel you are limited or lacking, we are now entering a phase where we are not going to work on improving a concept. We are now at the place where we are going to rise out of the tomb. We do not want bad concepts of a life, nor do we want good concepts of a life. We do not want a human life. We want the life that God gave us. This infinite, eternal life God gave us before the foundation of all these concepts. What we are doing now is ascending up over the concepts so that we may have the awareness of our own eternal life. We are not earning eternal life. It's already ours. But we must have the conscious awareness of living in that and as that eternal life. There are two standing in a field. One disappears, and the other remains. We are the one that is disappearing, for we are consciously entering the invisible realm of God. This is the transformation. Now is the accepted time. Now is my kingdom invisible. And now we are entering it. Together, we enter a new kingdom and a new earth, and the old earth rolls up like a scroll. It melts. Every day, let us spend some time during that day consciously laying down the human concepts, consciously entering into our invisible kingdom, entering into our invisible self. Let us recognize that our Father is God. Our Mother is God. Let us recognize that our invisible Father has expressed as our invisible self. And let us get the feel of this. It has its own infinite intelligence, and it is only necessary to rest here. Do you remember the words of our brother, Jesus, when he met with the lady at the well? The lady represents your belief in humanhood. The well represents your very own consciousness. And Jesus speaking represents your Christ self speaking to you. And he said, if you understood who it is that is speaking to you, and if you asked, he would give you a wellspring of water springing up into life everlasting. Are you ready to hear your Christ self as it says to you, come, ask me, I will give you my life, your invisible life, springing up into everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave this self to us, that whosoever knows this self will never perish, but have everlasting divine spiritual life. Let us not start the day as a human being anymore. Let us not make any movement until we have established contact with our innermost invisible Christ self, the self that has been speaking to you for 45 minutes. Let us make contact with that self, the invisible self, the Father self. And this presence will guide you into all truth. This presence will awaken you from the dream of mortality. This presence will make the crooked places straight and the rough places smooth. This presence will lift you right out of the grave of humanhood and into the awareness, the conscious feeling of your everywhere self, of your invisible reality, of your name, which is the kingdom of the living God. You are the kingdom of God. And God is in his kingdom. Receive ye that infinite spirit.